It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm rolling.
Your grandkids don't listen to this show, do they?
No, they don't. I don't think they do or are aware that it exists, but the hockey parents probably, a couple of them.
Because you can't, you know, you can't be pleased that the kid didn't win.
No, but I would have hated. Well, you know, actually, I think War Road is smart enough that even the champion, they had two rinks going, so even the championship game started at 11 in the morning.
That's smart. Yeah. I know people got to drive home. Well, then they've made improvements because that's not the way it was when my kids played.
So you had a hockey trip.
Do we want the hockey parent?
You took notes.
Observations.
Yes,
I didn't take them, but I wrote them down last night because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget. And then we can go to what the man might have seen in the Buffalo parking lot after they kicked the hell out of Belichick. So here's my first one. I'll give them to you in order.
All right.
Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey days.
Mm-hmm.
These kids don't wait for snow days.
Mm-hmm.
We used to celebrate snow days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, what, 8 times a winter, they just don't go to school.
Really?
On Fridays.
On Fridays.
Because they got to go to a tournament. Or they're
Silver
going someplace.
Bay, War Road.
Yeah, they're going to somewhere for a tournament. So you don't go to school on Friday.
Jeez.
Now, here's the good news.
You got the Roycey throat going?
Yeah, first time in because of watching a hockey game in a Duluth arena.
Because he was violently yelling at the referees that jobbed his kid.
Have you been in your travels at Freiburger Arena in Duluth up on the hill, tin shed?
Yes. Holds
the
ever.
Cold very well.
Yes, it does.
That's where I got sick.
Okay.
That's where I got sick.
I'm inching away.
But anyway. This is a cold. Nothing worse than that.
It's not Omicron.
But here's the good news.
Omicron tattoo.
Abby, granddaughter Abby, who plays on a 12 and under girls team that's good in Woodbury. They're B1.
They're solid.
They're not A, but they're
B1. Solid.
But they played their first game, Joe. They drove up to Duluth on Thursday.
Right.
Everybody got there on Thursday night. Stayed at the Park Point Hotel, which is on the other side of the aerial bridge.
Right.
And we come rolling in about 6 o'clock, and because it only takes 2 hours and 15 minutes to get to Duluth now.
So easy now.
It's nice. Some guy is on the aerial bridge trying to decide whether he wants to jump or not.
Oh, no.
Oh.
He's got some mental anguish going on.
Okay. Tortured
soul. So cars are backed up forever. And and after a couple of hours, apparently...
And you held back saying, can we take a boat? Let's get him off the bridge here.
Well, we stopped at one of the 14 pizza joints that's on Park Point, and we stopped at the Green Mill.
Got it.
And about the time they got him down, we were done. But it was after 8 p.m.
Okay.
See, because it took a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there to this hotel, which isn't okay, but... Suddenly, you are introduced to this chaos that you cannot imagine. Pools and...
Lobby full of kids.
Lobby kids.
The kids aren't resting. They're burning up all their energy right now.
Now, the 12-year-old girls, I think, it appears to me, have a little more common sense than the... Because then we watch the game, we freeze to death, but they win. Need the goalie to stand on their head to win 2-1.
Right.
But, Joe, they're playing Minnetonka.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you could have done this. You could have gone to school on Friday,
mm-hmm.
came home,
mm-hmm.
had a little sandwich, had a little sandwich, driven out to Minnetonka, played in a nice heated arena, played Minnetonka, drove home, spent the night in your bed. Nobody spends any money. Nobody waits for the aerial bridge to be opened.
You're to the good about $600 right now.
Nobody's spending a ton of money for the hotel.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The kids got to eat three meals a day.
And as the weekend progressed, now we left for War Road, but the boys left for War Road. Mm-hmm. The girls stayed. They played in the Duluth tournament. They played Minnetonka.
Yeah, could have been right here.
Wyzetta.
Could have been right here.
Chanhassen / Chaska.
Yep, could have been
Eden
here.
And Prairie.
I'll be dead.
I could have told you. I would have thrown Edina. Must have been somewhere else. But that you throw Edina.
Eden Prairie beat Edina in the semis. Okay. In the other bracket.
In the other bracket. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It never went without fail that you played someone that you just played 2 weeks ago in Shoreview.
I cannot imagine me going to Mrs. Limmerman, the English teacher, and saying, I can't be here for your test Friday.
I got a hockey game.
I got a game I got to go to. Sorry.
Yeah.
Could you, put it off for a week or something? And here's the other thing I'm thinking of. I this is really offending me. Little Catholic kids, right? You know, their mass attendance, as you get older, it tends to decline.
It slips for some, yes.
But when you're 11 and 12 and you're younger than that, you're supposed to go through the torturous experience of going to Mass on Sunday, right? This is supposed to be...
Well, I don't know if it's torturous.
For a 12-year-old, sometimes you might
You're supposed to go to Mass.
Right.
You are supposed to go to Mass, right?
Right.
So I'm imagining these kids, these little Roman Catholic kids, two of them in this family, and I'm sure there's many others. You go to the St. Peter for that final audit,
right?
The 60 years from now.
He's got the ledger.
Okay, there's 6 years here.
Right. This is St. Peter talking now?
Hey, Abby.
Yeah.
There's 14 Sundays in a row in the winter, straight years, you never made it.
You weren't given to the basket.
You never made it. Yeah. What the hell's the deal here?
That's right.
And you're going to say, well, I had to play hockey?
Ooh.
That's purgatory. And, that's purgatory.
That's limbo.
I think it's purgatory.
Right. He's got the calculator on. Okay, 10 more minutes.
Then I'm thinking of just this last week. Now, you're Abby, and you say, yeah, St. Peter, but we won the tournament.
Won the tournament.
And then he'd say, okay. But Luke.
The Lord loves winners.
Yeah. We played for fifth place.
Yeah, that's not.
You're purgatory. No, right there, purgatory. Yeah, purgatory. Yeah, don't count.
You're top four, you're okay. But fifth place, that's not.
Get up and go to Mass. You shouldn't be getting out of Mass for hockey every Sunday.
Not for fifth place.
No, hell no. That's for damn sure. And then we get to War Road, Joe. It's, by the way, I didn't realize how far east you're going when you go to Duluth, getting further away from War Road, because it's 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
After you get to Duluth, I'm thinking I'm getting closer, but I'm really not.
Right.
So you finally get to War Road, right?
Yeah.
And you get there. And they got a New Hampton Inn there that's kind of nice. Apparently the Marvins wanted to have a better place for their clients. It's kind of okay.
Yeah.
But it's got a hockey tournament on the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what the stepson told me the tab was for one room, two double beds.
Okay.
$275 a night.
In War Road.
Wow.
In War Road. You think you're getting gouged a little bit, Mom and Dad?
See,
a little
bit. War Road must be like Florida. However, it's backwards. During the season, during the hockey season.
During the hockey season when they have a tournament every weekend. And the other thing you
in-season rates.
And you also discover why you live in the Twin Cities, because at 10:30 at night, you're out of luck. Nothing. There's nothing to do.
Well, I wonder if they're going to start doing what Duluth does for Grandma's weekend, because at least the years that we went up there when my wife was running the marathon, in order to get a room in Duluth that weekend, you had to reserve it for both nights. You didn't just get to reserve a room for Saturday night.
Wow, that's highway robbery.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, that was...
What did you experience?
Now we get to War Room, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're in War Room. I'll wait till you're done.
We get there. We get the 8:30 game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing Silver Bay, which had 9 players.
Surprised they weren't hosting a tournament in Silver Bay.
Silver Bay kicked the crap out of them. Oh. It was no contest. Our boys played very poorly. And I didn't think they were very emotionally involved.
Got it.
And because I think they were thinking about... They'd already gotten to the hotel and played a hour and a half of knee hockey.
Yes, that's what they do. They rent a conference room and they play knee hockey. And what do they do?
No, get ready for the game.
Somebody gets hurt. They're using up their energy. Yep.
Fat old grandpa just drove 5 hours to get here.
Yep.
He's already sick from watching the game in the Friesburger Arena. And now you're out here. You don't care. You're more interested in this other crap.
Camaraderie.
Those Silver Bay guys, they showed up. They were ready. There was only 9
probably
of them.
They had ties on, full suits.
They had one kid my size, by the way. He was big. But anyway, they get beat. They get beat. So the next morning.
This would be Saturday morning now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's another thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
He did write this down.
A lot of parents put tags on the door with their kid's name and number on it.
Oh, I did not. This was not popular for me.
And then I saw how much the parents indulge on Friday and Saturday.
Safety
and
meetings?
I told a couple of the gals, I said, I thought you put those on for your sons, but I think it's because you're trying to find your room.
Where the hell am I? Where the hell am I?
Anyway, Rook told me about the safety meetings, the drinking that takes place.
Oh, yeah,
place.
They have a little safety meeting. Before. Yeah, it's very important. Highly attended.
But here's the thing. They're off. There was a brew house there. Not far from the hotel.
Right. You lose a couple to frostbite every once in a while.
You got 11-year-old boys, and they basically trust them to have the run of the hotel.
Oh, my word. And well, they're at the safety meeting.
There's 8 teams there, and there's 6 of them at this one hotel, and you're trusting 11-year-old boys?
Yeah. I would.
Hockey players are very mature.
Yeah, they are. They you know, they're just running around like complete idiots.
Yeah.
To the point, I got to go find the kid because dad isn't home yet. And I'm, you know, he's down there running around. He's got a game tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
He's got a game tomorrow morning. Come on.
You're the only one there that's looking at it from purely an athletic standpoint.
Yes. Let's get ready. Yeah. Let's get ready. So I go down and he's this kid in a wild stocking hat, right? And I see him at the end of the hall playing some kind of knee hockey.
Yep.
And I said, hey.
Let's go here.
Stop being a jackass and let's go to bed.
Yep.
And it turned out it wasn't Luke. So.
Whoops, that's okay. No, continue. It was that man.
Now poor Luke the rest of the weekend. I said, that old bald fart. Fat guy, is that your grandpa? He's got a mental issue.
Hey, Rook, how do the safety meetings go on the weekend for the hockey parents? Because I know you were involved in a few in your day.
The ones that I can remember at the end were not the most fun. The ones I don't remember. Again, in Duluth, at Radisson, we were playing cards, and I don't remember going upstairs, but I remember when I stumbled into the hotel room, everybody was already in bed. My kids said, what's wrong with dad? And my wife said, he is drunk. He was downstairs at the safety meeting. He's drunk. And I used that as a badge of honor, but probably not to my advantage at that time.
No.
Trying to strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I think that's great. They've never seen me drunk before. Trying to use that as a point scoring system.
Yes.
And she said, go to bed. She got her revenge when we went to the restaurant that rotates on top of the Radisson the next morning.
Get me off this ride.
She
now.
Drove home. She had to drive home the next morning. I said I can't do anything. But
so, there's just unbelievable. Then you get the wide, and then they played West Fargo on Saturday morning.
Ooh, big road trip for West Fargo.
West Fargo. I'm in the elevator with the West Fargo kid the night before, Friday night. And another parent gets in the elevator and says, where are you from? He says, West Fargo. And the kid's just sitting there and he goes, we're unbeaten. He says, 22 wins. 22-0. he says.
Okay.
So
humble brag.
So then I find Luke and say, get to bed. The team you're playing is 22 and old. They're going to kick your ass. Well, this was, they stopped putting goals up at 10.
Yeah.
We weren't out of the first quarter. The first period, they stopped putting up. They reached 10. It was at least 20.
Okay. But
it was at least 20 zip. But here's my complaint.
Okay.
I don't complain about youth hockey officials, right? And these two kids were like 14 and 15, War Road refereeing, right? And they did okay. But it's about 18-0, and Woodbury scores a goal, and he waved it off.
No.
I said, there's the next Sean Hockley right here, you know? I'm going to call again. You got to give him the goal.
Give him
the
goal.
It's 8, then it's, you know, because it's 100-0. So.
Now, I was going to ask you that, though. What about the jarring at the referees? What did you experience in the stands? Were they on
him? It got a little ugly. Ryan's collection of parents were pretty good, but there was one that was screaming.
There's always one loudmouth. Always one.
Screaming at the official that got in a lot of trouble. My favorite was the mother who was resigned to the fact of her sons, of which she had several. This was just kind of the laconic character who she just, you know, he's not a bad player, but he doesn't get his stick on the ice. Mm. He keeps his skates around like this.
Looking at scenery.
And she says, these other kids, if you give them a 5-minute shift, they'll take it. Not him. He's on the way to the bench in 75 seconds, just like you're supposed to be. It was pretty funny. So I tweeted something about that, and I got all these responses from people saying, I can still hear my mother shouting at me, get your stick on
the ice.
Stick on the ice.
You know? We were yelling at Sophia, get your stick flat on the ice.
I realized I had never experienced anything like this. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, and I'm glad I did it once. I'll never do it again.
You're honestly not going back for the return visit next year?
No.
When she's on the A team?
Then I got to tell you about, I was talking to Kenny about this. The trip home, you're in War Road. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
On a Sunday, and you start looking and looking for options, and there are none.
Mm-hmm. You mean to drive home?
To drive home. To decent.
Because you came in from a completely different direction.
Yeah, so we're looking for, so they said, okay, the recommendation was, I mean, the girl in the telephone will give you about three options, right? But the people said, okay, go to Baudette on 11, which is the road up there, the Canadian, right, Canada right across the way, half of the time, and take a right on 72, which goes through that bog up there, you know, the big, what that thing, 50, 60 miles of bog. It's a two-laner that goes through there. But it's Sunday, and the Twin Cities ice fishermen have done the morning shift and have attached their newfangled fishing houses, Joe. They have these portable aluminum fishing houses that look like trailers.
Right.
And they're driving back on 72 going 45 miles an hour. And you're... The roads are a little bit shaky, and if you're going to pull out and pass, you got to pass about eight of them, so you just follow them forever.
I'd be a bad waiter.
I'd be a bad waiter
on that. And then somehow, even with the girl on the telephone, I'm driving.
Who's the girl on the
Siri.
Telephone?
Oh. Siri. Oh. I'm driving, and I'm on 71, which is what I want to be on. And suddenly I'm not, and I don't know what happened.
Oh.
I missed some little turn, and I didn't hear
flirting with Siri.
And so I added at least a half hour of driving around in circles. it was an interesting experience, that's for sure. But we got to get you up.
No.
To the skating track.
Oh, yeah.
The
I'd
skating
love that.
Path.
Yeah.
Of I
want one in the Twin Cities.
5.2 miles on the War Road River. It's great.
That would be really neat.
It is.
That would be
good.
Really cool.
I've never been to War Road.
The river winds, and the path kind of winds. Mm-hmm. The river winds, and it goes down. There's outside of town, the East War Road and the West War Road. That's where it ends down there. But it's just three guys who had daughters who wanted they had rinks on the river in the winter, and they wanted to have, one of the daughters said, why don't you clear a path here so we can just skate over to the other rink, you know? And then they started thinking, and so these guys, it's all volunteer stuff. And they got all
I bet that's festive.
Well, they don't flood it, do they?
They don't. They flood it about once a week, yeah. Huh. Parts of it to get the ice perfect, but yeah, they don't really have it. They have to wait. They didn't open until December 17th. They have one piece of equipment that weighs 7,000 pounds, so you need some ice.
What, the damn Zamboni?
They got a thing with a big, some outfit, in Bemidji gave them this big, huge broom.
What was the device that you were riding in again that you were trying to describe to us on Friday?
Heated ATV, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
You called it something different.
Was it a tourist attraction to take one of these rides?
No, it was a fat-ass reporter from the Twin Cities who wasn't going to go out there and get cold.
Yeah, so but how did you arrange the ride?
Mike Marvin, Gigi's father, said, hey, you want to take a ride on there? And
I really knew it.
There is a heavy Marvin influence in that town, to say the least. To say the least.
Slightly? Kind of like the Waltons in Arkansas?
But I'll tell you, it ain't bad. They got the two-rink arena, real nice main arena, paid for by the Marvins. You know, the whole
write-off.
The whole tab, city, library, Marvins.
Really?
It's confusing when you go there because it's, you know, Marvin Liquor, Marvin Delicatessen, Marvin Library.
The Patch Motel, and Izzy is a Marvin. He's the girls' hockey coach.
It's very confusing. And if your name is Marvin and you're not a relative, that's even tougher to town to live in.
Well, Gigi, when I did that piece about outdoor hockey, told me that there were Cal and his wife had 12 kids. He's the godfather of hockey. He wasn't in on the windows, but he was the godfather of hockey. He owned a resort. 68 of her generation, granddaughters and grandkids.
Wow. Well, like you said, not much to do at night.
I talked to Dave Izzy on the phone a month ago, and I said, or a couple weeks ago, and I said, so when's the last time you saw a War Road hockey team that didn't have a relative of yours? And he said, never, ever, no matter.
Never from, will again.
Never from. Oh, by the way, one last thing, and then I'll let it go. Henry Boucher's grandson. Played against Luke's team.
Oh, fun.
And the legend is that the number 16 has been retired all the way down in the War Road hockey. In other
words,
from little tiny squirts all the way up, 16. But this kid was wearing 32, which was double 16, so I don't know. But he's a small little kid. Now he might have been underage, too. I don't know. But
was he a player?
He looked like he was, but then he became ill under the Woodbury beat him 10-3 or something. So the War Road is they could all be playing up because of the numbers. That town's only got 1,700 people, you know.
That's it.
So it's but they're they know how to drive a Zamboni. I'll tell you. That guy, we were in Duluth, and the guy was driving around in circles. He had to come back and do about six different passes.
Ooh.
They clean the ice once during a game, right? Either after first period or second period. Guys on the ice, you better haul your rear end off the ice. You're going to get run over by the Zamboni, and he's got that thing 3 minutes. They are a professional operation. But it's a weird world, and they just put too much trust in 11-year-old boys who
grow up fast. They grow up fast, baby.
What was the COVID situation? Was there any?
We don't recognize it up there.
All right.
I got the impression that wasn't a place for me to ask the locals, who'd you vote for? I don't think that. I think somebody told me that Trump carried the county by 88%.
Wow. So,
there's a few of those homemade signs. Greatest president ever.
Was there a lot of masking? A lot of masks?
Only by the goalies that I could tell. Not very much, no.
There, too, if you get that.
I don't think Omicron could find that place anyway.
Well, actually, they named it up there. It's Marvacom. It's the Marva company.
Oh, they got it sponsored.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Sponsored for it. So it's
nice.
Anyway, that was my grandpa's trip.
First, you'll remember that forever, though.
It was fun. Oh, I'd love to write the column, but I can't because I don't want to get the
right.
I don't want to get the relatives in trouble.
No, I wouldn't write that column.
No, no, but it would be fun.
Yeah.
This person, Jan, could do it that
well,
way.
While you were doing that, he drove to Buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? He got back earlier than I did. But so, also, when did you leave? Sunday
I left.
Morning?
We got done with the show on Friday. And because of the weather, we had had that storm that was going to affect part of my drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually is the storm that's pelting them right now.
Okay.
So I thought, well, I better leave Friday, get about halfway, crash for the night, and then make the rest of the trip in the morning.
You didn't do that, though. You drove straight through.
No. Going there, I did. I left here Friday, and I got all the way just outside of South Bend. I stayed in the little city in Michigan.
You're not halfway by South Bend, man.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
It was six. It's if you get past Chicago, it's just about halfway to Buffalo.
Hmm. So what's the 1,000 miles?
Or? Yeah, just about. It's about 13 hours. So anyway, so I get there Friday night, crash, get up, and immediately I'm involved in a group text with the people I'm going to the game with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, give us an ETA. What time are you going to be? I said, guys, I'm already on the road.
When did they kick off?
Kickoff there was at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock our time. And he said, we have to get to the lot before 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, 6 hours before the game? Okay.
Ooh. Is that when they open it, 2?
Right. So you come in off of 20. Off of the interstate. So Highway 20 runs from Hamburg all the way up through the upstate New York. So I pull off, you guys, on what's called Abbott Street. That's the road that runs right by Highmark Stadium. And I couldn't believe all the lots were completely full.
So did they send you a pass or something to get you in?
The guy that I went to the game with, he was organizing one of these tailgating lots. Okay. So he saved me a spot.
Okay, but how did you get in it?
Well, the opening had a couple of cones, so he moved the cones and then let me pull in.
Oh, so they take over a whole tailgate.
This was
lot.
The
this
parking
is a private,
lot.
Privately owned.
Yeah, this was the parking lot of a bar that's about a block from the stadium.
Okay. All right.
So we pull in, and it was just complete mayhem at 3:30 in the afternoon.
And it's 5 degrees.
And to the point where I forget who, I think I might have sent this photo to all of you guys. It was so cold.
How cold was it?
They had to light a fire in a 50-gallon barrel drum to keep the beers warm because they were freezing.
Wow. Oh, okay.
In fact,
Rook, I'll show you the photo.
And the funny thing was,
oh my God, it looks like Detroit.
That's the Labatt Blue that basically had frozen over. That's my buddy Ryan.
That's
in the picture.
The
right
funny
there.
Thing that they actually was a Patriots fan. They lit on fire. So that was.
I hate when they do that.
So
and that wasn't even in Philly.
There was a lot of the man. We can't lose to Belichick.
Buffalo's worse than Philly.
Yes. Fan-wise.
Yes.
So we're walking up to the stadium, and you could just tell. I mean, this crowd. Apparently, this was the first home playoff game with fans since 1998 that they've had in Buffalo. So we walk in, and I looked at my buddy and said, they're going to roll these guys. There was just the energy in that stadium was very impressive. But you know what I equated it to, you guys? That was Ralphie finally having enough with Scott Farkas and kicking his ass after years of being tormented. That's exactly what that game was.
Well, and it was, I just saw the end of it, but they're still throwing the ball, putting the score up, and all I could think of was, okay, Joe, remember the wind game just 6 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, not that long ago.
The windy game. And the genius Belichick came in and only they ran the ball. They only threw three passes.
Yep.
And they beat him. And he was praised to the high heavens all over the country. What a genius he was. And Buffalo was trying to run their regular offense. And to me, that was McDermott saying to him, well, what'd you think of this? I mean, how'd that running game look today, buddy?
There is no love lost between those franchises. That's what kind of added to it, too.
Well, because the Bills have been...
Well, they've been good the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been...
Now, do they have Kansas City?
They are the Sunday night game, I believe, in Kansas City, okay. Correct?
They can beat Kansas City.
I think so, too.
I don't think they will, but I think they can.
But, Pat, you know how we have long fallen in love with Heartbreak Fan Line?
Mm-hmm.
I got a new one. Because I left in the third quarter.
Victory Fan Line is even better.
Saturday night, Victory Buffalo Bill Fan Line after they kicked the hell out of the Patriots. So I'm driving. I listened to the rest of the game, the fourth quarter, as I was driving to my hotel. And then they go to Fan Line. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Are they still finding fault with winning?
No.
Drove home Saturday and started.
No,
Saturday.
No. I'll get to why I left.
You would have been 0.26.
No. I was completely fine because I didn't.
Sure, you were. Well, officer, I'm fine.
No. I didn't. Once we went into the game, I didn't have anything to drink. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, because our guy Patrick Hammer, because thanks to Rookie. He called me and said, you're seriously coming to town for the game? And I said, yeah, why? He said, we're going to get drilled on Sunday with a snowstorm. So he said, you got to get your butt out of town. So I actually stayed in Erie, Pennsylvania Saturday night and then headed home yesterday morning.
Did it start snowing?
Oh,
Saturday?
They got a foot of snow starting yesterday around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
But you were.
But I was already, already probably in Indiana by that point. But anyway.
How do you trust yourself not to fall asleep?
I never have had that issue.
Roll the window down?
Yeah, if that happens, sure. But I never.
I couldn't drive that far.
No, I that's never been an issue with me.
It only takes 2 seconds. You know?
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Dozing off, yeah.
So I'm listening. I had about a 45-minute drive, right, to get to my place. And I'm listening to the Fan Line, and it was every caller was hammered. I mean, and everybody's happy. It's one guy called it. Hey, guys, just wanted to say how much I love my Bills. And we finally did it. We beat Belichick and Brady. And I said, well, Brady's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, Brady's in Tampa.
The best one I ever had was the Elway game in Cleveland.
Okay.
Driving. I got out late that night. That was when they had long to go enough that you could still catch a 10 o'clock flight from Cleveland to Minneapolis. But that post-game show when they were lamenting the fact that
they were that close to the Super Bowl.
LA had driven 98 yards into the wind, and oh, God, it was unbelievable. The suicide, it was suicide hotline. It was unbelievable. It was the one where you get to the airport, you stay in the car for another half hour
just to keep listening.
Just to hear the poor, sorry. They hateful. They didn't know who to blame, and they were mad at everybody.
That was 87? Is that right?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah,
that's where I was. I was very happy because old Municipal Stadium, and the wind's howling in. Elway, that's what made Elway did it into the wind, 98 yards into the wind. But they had some wooden. I've said this story before, but they had some wooden steps. We could go down early, like 5 minutes to go to a game, so we walk down through the stands, and they got some old wooden steps, and I fall on my ass and go down the steps like boom, 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 because it was snow, you know, it was snow, and I fall down, and they think they're going to win the game then, and they're screaming and hollering, you bleeping, bleeper, and bleeper. So now they get a beat, and I'm saying, I'm not far away from this. What do you think now? They almost came out over after me. They were not happy.
I will say this too about Josh Allen, the quarterback there. I think he could have had his options on Saturday night. That's how happy the fan base was.
Oh yeah.
He is a linebacker playing quarterback.
He's a cold weather quarterback.
Oh man.
A miserable weather quarterback. That's for sure.
Saturday you got Cincinnati at Tennessee.
Yeah, I kind of like Cincinnati, although they didn't. I thought they'd play a little better than they did Saturday.
I think the bye teams are going to have a huge advantage with the 17-game season.
Tennessee is not.
I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl either.
San Francisco at Green Bay.
I think the 49ers have a chance.
I do too.
They'll give them a game, but I think Green Bay would rather play them than Dallas.
What the hell was Mike McCarthy thinking? Or Kellen Moore, whoever called that play at the end of the game.
That should eliminate him from being the...
You don't have any timeouts. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, and maybe the message was run 8 yards and get the ball down. But it is funny that they're trying to blame the referee for not giving them more help. When you get outplayed for 59 minutes and 59 seconds, you got nothing.
You don't deserve any help. No. Exactly.
No. But it's great that it happened. I don't think Jerry is. How long has it been since Jerry won a playoff game?
Since they beat the Vikings.
That's what I thought. 96. So with Cincinnati winning, that's got to be the longest, doesn't it?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Weather does not appear to be a factor in Green Bay Saturday. Here, it'll be 20-degree high.
Here. Oh, is it? Because I thought we were, at the end of the week, I thought we were going to be below zero high. Friday, below two
Wednesday,
below.
Thursday is supposed to be our
Wednesday
two coldest.
Wednesday and Thursday and yeah. Friday, we got 10 below. But Saturday, low of 4, high of 20.
You know what we haven't had? Streaks.
Yep.
We're not very streaky this winter. We get cold, and then it's 20, 20,
oh, yeah.
20.
Yeah.
And then
we're not getting that lockout
I like that
cold.
Fact. I like that fact. You get the 10 days, it's freezing, and then that's it. You don't have to worry about it coming back.
Weather pattern, pick up the
right.
Got a clipper, swings down. Swings up.
Yep.
Lakefront influence and out.
That's why we're not going to be streaking.
22 degrees is the high Saturday in Green Bay with a 30% chance of snow.
How about Kansas City?
I bet they're making I bet they're making the Packers play a night game too, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Sadistic SOBs.
Yeah, they hope for them.
They're sadistic. By the way, NFL, congratulations on adding those playoff teams. They really impressed me.
Oh, my God.
The Eagles and the Steelers really look like they deserve to be in the playoffs. Those two collections of crap.
Quarterback
from Philadelphia, I'd take Sean Mannion over that guy. Mannion, whatever his name is. He stinks. Jalen Kerr.
Pittsburgh was such a non-factor last night. Kansas City was throwing it to offensive linemen in the end zone.
Yes. Yeah, once they got rolling, it
is
was.
Is that the end of Big Ben?
Thank God. It. Go away.
Did he didn't make it official.
No,
yet.
But he needs to. He's done. Yes. He is cooked.
Yeah, well, yeah, you just have to stand there and let him run you over. It's, even when you're his size, it's not too good. Joe, did you see the story last week, though, about the NFL ratings?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
But we talked about that.
No, we did. Okay.
But we forgot something.
What?
We forgot a contributing factor to these ratings, the gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Gambling.
That's true, but people just, you know, that it doesn't take a lot of concentration to watch one game a week.
That's right.
I don't know. There's many advantages, but it's incredible. The referees... The referees have never been more dedicated to making it unwatchable, but you can't drive people away. It's impossible.
You know, go ahead, Rick, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, for me, watching a football game now is the penalties. The referees have become such a big part, or anytime any receiver, throw the flag. You know what? Way back when you watch old highlights, those guys never did that. They never did that. I was watching, it was 2 weeks ago or something. I was watching an old game, something like that, and none of those guys were doing that. Now that's all they do if they're even breathed on and the referees are throwing flags. And it's just.
Yesterday, you know what's bad when during the Tampa Bay game yesterday, that roughing the passer on Brady right away, when Troy Aikman says, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
off the bat.
That's how you know that it might be going a little bit too far.
Is that when the guy pushed him from behind?
No, that was later in the game.
This was right away. I didn't see it.
I missed it.
Well, he said he hit him in the hip.
I saw him. He tried to help him up, and he was. The player almost appeared apologetic that it was Brady. Oh, I'm sorry. I grabbed your leg. Sorry, Mr. Brady.
But hitting low has to be below the knees, doesn't it?
No, yeah, he got hit in the hip. That's where he got hit.
And they called it anyway.
Speaking of, you had mentioned COVID protocols. I had a few observations about that.
New York has strict ones, right?
Very strict, Pat. Yes. We are going to get to the bottom of this. So I think it's okay that I share this. I observed very little mask wearing, except if you had the scarf just to keep warm,
Sure.
or a face mask just to keep warm. But the people that I didn't know the people that were doing this, because there was, like I said, just a sea of people everywhere. Mm-hmm. But we had to bring our vaccine cards with us.
Yes, which any piece of paper would.
Well, a lot of them.
Yeah, right.
There was a group I was observing that were a couple of cars down, and the one guy says, all right, does everybody have their digital vaccine card? And all of a sudden you're, oh, bleep, no, I forgot it. Don't worry, I'll send it to everybody.
Send a text.
You go through the line to get in, and the security guy's going, all right, show me. And they basically all have the same one going through the line. I mean, Jesus. Come on in. Yeah, let's go
what
here.
The hell? Unbelievable. It is. I was there as a 51-3 when they beat Oakland, 51-3, who they did not like very well back then either. But the parking lots were mostly still mud then. You know, they were parking on the grass, and it was a warmer day. It was like 28 or something.
Ooh, and sloppy.
I remember, and I parked like a mile away because they made no access to you. And walking through those people after that game, oh my God.
Pat.
They weren't jumping on tables yet then, though, I don't think.
The carnage from the stadium to the parking lot I was in, you couldn't see pavement. It was beer cans and firewood. Because the lot that I was in, I was the first one to leave. And I'm looking around, going, how am I going to get out of here? So fortunately, there was a squad car sitting at the corner. I asked the cop, I said, hey, do you know how I can get out of here? He said, just drive up on the sidewalk and go down.
Oh, okay. Thank you, officer.
Said, is that okay? He goes, I won't stop you. Just keep going.
Hey, what would it take for them to be home for the NFC title game? They win, and then somebody who else?
Tennessee would have to lose to Cincinnati.
Okay.
Because if Pittsburgh had beat.
Yeah, but then if Cincinnati wins, then.
No, Buffalo.
Buffalo ahead of them in the seeding?
Yeah, Buffalo's the 3 seed.
Okay.
Cincinnati's
right.
The 4.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would need Cincinnati to beat Tennessee.
I think we got to get another game there.
If they get an AFC championship game at home, God help Western New York.
Yeah, and you'll probably go.
Boy, I might have to.
Did you see. How do you. You know, your bride, we all know.
Why don't
her.
You fly?
You can't get a direct flight.
Oh.
Your bride, we all know her. We love her. We can never figure it out. But what happens when she just go ahead?
Well, the only reason
why did she say yes?
This was completely
my
last
wife
minute.
I thought I was raised nuts in, going to war.
Raised
road.
In right. my house. That question was raised in my house as well.
Well, here, honestly, the starters.
I came to understand completely how this happened.
What?
Yeah.
So
with
here's,
her permission.
Here's what happened, and I got a punchline to that too. By the way, so we're in the process of moving. And we basically, this past weekend, we had to be out of the house the entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So she and the boys went to go visit Nana. And I said, well, I'm just going to go to the game because we got to be out of the house anyway.
Oh, sure.
And so,
sure, right.
But
yeah,
here's,
you're doing your favor.
Here's how she got me back, gentlemen. So I'm driving back yesterday. I'm through Chicago, which was a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in southern Wisconsin, and I get a FaceTime from my beloved. And she said, hey, we've got some news. And both of the urchins that are in the other room had the little grin on their face.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my little guy, who loves to agitate just like Uncle Patrick, he says, Dad, we bought something. And I knew that they were up to something, and all of a sudden I see a baby kitten.
Oh,
so while I was gone, they decided to adopt another.
I could have gotten you, too. They're always walking around in front of my house.
A cat? You got a cat?
We got a new cat. Yeah, we got a new cat. So that's how she got back.
Oh.
And that's how we got even.
That's serious revenge.
Yeah, that's going to be a while.
We got two, although they might have froze to death, so that's okay.
But I did send out a tweet on Saturday night with a group photo of the people that I was at the game with, and the Vikings go there next year. And
okay.
So I tagged both you, Sharkman, and my buddy Ben, who went to high school with Sharkman, and they're all in for the festivities next year.
Okay. Yeah. What time? We don't know yet, right?
I know. I'm hoping it's early in the season, not late.
Well, I've been there 4 or 5 times. I think the one memorable one was a Thursday night, and that's when ABC was doing Thursday night games to go with Monday to play off and. Howard, I've told you this, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and Howard was in the press room, hammered.
Howard Cosell?
Howard Cosell. Yeah. He was incoherent and babbling to these three young women, and then he went on and did his show. I mean, did the game, but he was just absolutely blotto.
It's a fun place to watch a football game. I will say that.
That was one of the nights that Bud went. They got beat that night, and Bud went nuts on the officials after the game. Ripped the hell
in
out
Buffalo,
of
or
not quite? Schnell, or,
they got beat in Buffalo.
Not quite. Wow. Burnsy like.
Huh?
The Wild just dropped the puck as we speak.
Are they?
They have the
matinee
in Colorado.
Here, I want to know what's going on. Here, the Timberwolves,
mm-hmm.
NBA,
mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing.
There are games, though, aren't there?
I know. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's 10 of them.
Yeah.
But the Wild.
Yeah.
What are they playing on Martin Luther King
Day? Right. They're playing at 2 o'clock.
They don't even have Dirk Graham playing for them anymore here at the in Twin Cities. What the hell? They don't even. You could go through that locker room.
That's
80% of them don't even know who he was. Yeah. You know. And the other thing, I'm still very. I still get a funny look when I see he's run into somebody and say, Merry MLK Day. Right. How you doing? Oh, how you doing?
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
There's supposed to be a party? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, you know
what? For
Let's
years,
make it fun.
For decades, my wife's sister had a Martin Luther King Day party every single day.
Really?
She'd get the big pot of
Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, every is a Monday in January. The chili, the hot dogs. Yeah. It was just a fun festive. Everybody get together, drink beer, and we never really mentioned him during the festivities, but we were grateful for the day. I was always working
on it. Nobody ever gets up and tells us about MLK's sense of humor.
Right.
I don't think. What was his favorite joke? Come on,
Could he tell a joke?
Yeah, could he
tell
He's
a great speaker. Fabulous.
Yes, I bet he was a hell of a joke. And he'd probably tell it in a Martin Luther King voice. It would really make it funny.
It makes the punchline go kapoom.
Mm-hmm. You know, because they always talk about Vin Scully telling jokes. Ooh. Very tasteless. But in the
what
Vin Scully voice.
Yes, like
in the
Vin
He always tell them in the Vin Scully voice. Now, that's what made him great, right?
Hey, Grasshopper goes into the bar.
Yes.
The bartender says, we have a drink named after you. Yes. The Grasshopper said, you have a drink named Steve?
Yeah. Boom. I did just look up Dr. Martin Luther King's favorite joke. Apparently, this is a legit video because I'm seeing it.
Well,
he told a joke on The Tonight Show.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I hope this is not going to get me in trouble, so I'll just play.
No.
I flew out of Washington this afternoon and... As soon as we started out, they notified us that the plane had mechanical difficulties, and that kept us on the ground a good while. And finally, we took off and landed, and whenever I land after mechanical difficulties, I'm always very happy. Now, I don't want to give you an impression that as a Baptist preacher, I don't have faith in God in the air. It's simply that I've had more experience with him on the ground.
There we go.
That's good.
That's his favorite.
What
show.
a Baptist preacher. Voice, though. What a voice.
Yep.
Yeah, what a voice, man. He could make a speech. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And gave those, you know, the hockey players. Friday off. Monday off.
Boom.
It's a four-day weekend.
Four-day weekend.
We're supposed to be celebrating the birth of our country to get a four-day weekend. Instead, we got hockey and MLK Day. What the hell kind of a deal is this?
Get rid of those hors d'oeuvres. We're celebrating the birth of our country. Get some hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
So officially, Monday Night Sports Talk podcast is giving Martin Luther King one of these.
Yes, one of these.
Sure.
Like Red Oak so far?
I've given it 6 episodes.
Okay. The joke kind of went. It goes downhill from the old guy saying,
yeah.
You know what we did to find ourselves when we were in my day? We killed Nazis.
Right.
That was
pretty good.
That was pretty damn good. I laughed my arse off.
How many times have both of you realized today that there is no mail and no bank? How many times did you forget that?
I was going to go to the bank.
I was going to go to the bank.
I bet it won't be open. I bet it won't be open.
Okay. So at least once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been thinking about the mail all day.
Yeah. But I knew it was not going to work. Oh, I got a question. Oh, off the air, I got a question.
Oh, okay.
For you.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go here.
See ya.
Blue paint.
We gave more than they needed today.
That's right.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that that old bicycler Patrick Racy sent you.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.
It's time for your New Year's resolution. We all spend a lot of money during the holidays, and I can help you save some money, too. Do what I did. Call the Canopy Group. They shopped over 16 insurance companies, increased my coverage greatly, and saved me over $600 annually. I procrastinated and wish I had done this a decade earlier. Now I'm part of the Canopy Group's annual process. I do not have the time, interest, or knowledge to shop 16 different companies for my home and auto insurance. Do me and yourself a favor. Don't procrastinate. Make this your New Year's resolution. Call the Canopy Group and get the best insurance coverage and save money. You will be off to a wonderful New Year. Go to thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.